When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, please welcome Jacob Two Times to Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy.
What are you listening to?
Dude, I put this as my... If you told me I had to make a Mount Rushmore of songs, this song would be on it. Girl, you know what song. I don't feel like it's the best radio vibe, but I had to throw it in today because I absolutely love it. And it was before Chris Stapleton made it big.
Oh!
Like many, many moons ago.
Takes me back in time. Yeah, tonight I'm wondering.
2013.
What are you listening to?
This is a skinny little fellow with long hair.
Yeah, he was. Did you see that picture of him? It looks like a different dude. Energy, you know I'm always rocking a banging black cherry. I got the chance to spend a little time with Ben and Caroline from Teaza this morning. Saw the whole operation going down, stocked up. It is the pouch that you dip between your cheek and your gum. It's going to give you focused energy. If you want something to chill you out, they've got the entire chill line as well, which you have you feeling just calm as can be. You can stock up at TeazaEnergy.com. Use the new code BONE20. And I did verify today, if you use the old code, you can now reuse the new code, BONE20. You can also find it well-stocked at 7-Elevens all over the Tampa Bay area. Shout out to Carmen, now part of Team Teaza from the Mike Halter Show. Teaza Energy. Why spit when you can swallow?
Oh.
I can't let it go.
In a second, but this kid seemed really nice off the air, so I told him to hang on. Hello there. I'm sorry, I forgot your name, young man.
Hi, my name's Colin.
Hey,
I just wanted to tell you guys thank you because I've been listening to your show for at least 10 years now, I think.
Oh, wow, 10 years.
That's How old are you, if I may ask? Because you sound like a young fella.
I am. I'm 16.
Whoa, okay, my math is not super good.
16 minus 10 is 6.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. 6 years, so you were a Drew Garabo fan at 6 years old?
Yes, I was.
Oh, my goodness, who was indoctrinating you?
Yeah, gosh, that's irresponsible.
Well, it kind of started with my older brother. My older brother, when he was like 20, he was listening to the show, and I would always listen to him, and I was always so excited. Hey, when's Drew Garabo? That's the one he would always listen to. So I was always super excited when y'all came on.
Thank you.
So I would run into his room and sit on his bed and be like, hey, when are we going to listen to Drew Garabo?
Oh, a bonding experience with your older brother.
Love it.
Yeah. And just recently, though, I had been diagnosed with chronic depression. Oh, I hadn't known that. And they said I'd been dealing with it for all my life. And I was like, great. So... every day I listen to you guys. You guys just like bring up my spirits. Every time I'm listening to y'all, y'all get me to laugh and get me to smile for a few hours.
Man.
And, you know, it feels nice. I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Thanks, kid. It's very sweet of you, man. Really appreciate that, Colin.
Yeah,
very, very nice of you, man. Everything good? Oops, sorry. Everything good with you now? Like anything on your mind you need to talk about? Anything we can do?
No, not really. It's just, you know, sitting in my room listening to y'all again.
What's your favorite thing on the show? Like is it something we do all the time? Is it something that happens organically? Like, what's your favorite thing on the show modern day?
Yeah, like, what brings you the most joy?
Well, just listening to y'all make fun of things and, you know, listening to y'all laugh. That always makes me laugh. Listening to, you know, especially recently with the whole asking women, would you rather spend time in Alona Woods with a man or a bear?
Is that crazy to you as well, Colin?
I think that's straight dumb. Like, the fact, I was listening to 98.3 the other day, and they just so happened to talk about it, and I wanted to ask you some questions that they were asking each other, curious to see what y'all would think.
What's 98.3? Hold on one second. I don't even know what they are.
That is Max 98.3.
What the? Oh, no, it's Lakeland. It's a Lakeland.
Big Hits Max 98.3.
Oh, hell yeah. Run us through the Big right. Hits Max content.
WWRZ Big Hits Max 98.3. Listen live in Lakeland.
Oh, where?
So they took that and flipped it. Instead of saying man and bear, woman and bear. So the first question is, would you rather spend an hour alone in the woods with a bear or your step aunt?
Your step what?
Step aunt.
Your step aunt.
Oh, man. How long have you been working at Big Hits Max 98.3?
Yeah, which one are you? Are you Eric Michaels or are you Mike Lee?
Yeah, I see what you're up to here, Colin.
Yeah, Colin.
Neither, actually. I just listened to that. I'm like, I'm curious what they would think.
What time of the day do you listen to this other station that you speak of?
I bet, John, he listens to the funniest time of the day each Tuesday and Thursday at 6:20 and 8:20 when Eric and Mike turn over Max 98.3 to Baron Von Casket and his assistant, Igor, for Name That Tomb.
I enjoy listening to that, yeah.
Well, Colin, man, I don't know how to feel anymore. So it's only the two guys? The only personalities on the station are Eric Michaels and Mike Lee.
Yeah, they could use a good afternoon show.
Dude, we need to get them to pick us up, man. We need to get that syndication. You got an in over there? You know the boys?
Yeah, man. Who owns them? They have Grady on like every week, it looks like.
Dude, they're in bed with Uncle Nick's too.
What a playlist too. Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey, Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes, Heart of Glass by Blondie, Da Do 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 Da 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 by The Police.
You can ask to represent them here, but you know, don't say my name.
Why?
You're the ambassador of friggin' Max 98.3. Oh. Only know they exist because of you.
Five minutes ago, you loved us. Now you don't want to be associated with us.
Yeah, you embarrassed of us.
I'm confused.
Well, you know, it's kind of when it comes to talking with them. Sometimes it's a hit or miss because it's more my mom's thing, not me. So.
What does that mean? Does that mean you've tried to call before and they didn't treat you with respect like we did here today? Which one's problem? Is it Eric or is it Mike?
Yeah, because they got their birthday bash coming up at the Polk Theater on Friday, September 27th, and I'll show up and kick both their asses. Oh my God, Michael Winslow is playing their birthday bash.
Oh damn!
Happy birthday, Mark!
Got cooler events than us, man.
Kevin Farley. That's Chris Farley's brother. I almost said it's Chris Farley's dead brother.
Oh, man. So like, how close are you with the boys?
Yeah, what's up with that?
It seems like you have, like, a past with them, Eric.
Not very close. They really don't know me too much. That's kind of why I was like, don't mention my name, because, you know, they're going to be like, who?
Oh. None of them touched you in your no-no places, right?
No.
Okay. Now, have you ever called them and mentioned Drew Garabo live on Big Hits Max with Eric and Mike? Or
it would make more sense because that way, you know, we're not that we're bigger than they are, but
no,
I mean,
no,
we're bigger than they are.
No way.
I mean, not physically bigger than they are, but like,
I just started some competition.
Damn right you did. Yeah. We're gonna flame those mother effers.
Yeah, we this is the radio war we've been looking for. So is it like? Is there anybody else on after the mornings?
Doesn't look like it. Just looks like
usually
Eric and Mike.
No. It's just like the morning they have their morning show, and the rest of the afternoon they're playing their music. So
do they play music? Is a part of their morning show?
No.
You don't sound sure about that, Colin.
Man, I mean, you.
Well,
they obviously sent you. They obviously sent you here to promote for them. So you know, what are the details?
Uncle Nick's is expanding. What the hell?
You hear us mention it all the time, Uncle Nick's Italian Deli, and we have from Uncle Nick's the one and only Sam. Good morning, Sam. How are you, sir?
Sam,
morning,
you rat guys. Bastard! Fantastic. We made you!
Oh, yeah,
thanks
baby.
For coming down, Uncle Nick's Italian Deli.
Oh, I love
Deli.
The soundboard. Hold on, did you hear that?
They got a soundboard?
Show, it's do you hear the
I thought that was the co-host.
Oh, yeah.
That we've done over the years.
And, we love you guys. Provider of your breakfast.
Provider
not whatever
breakfast.
You just ate yesterday.
Yeah. These guys sound fun.
Uncle Nick's was ours.
Dude, well, you know what? We love Uncle Nick's.
Yeah.
We absolutely love them.
Yeah.
And I mean, no disrespect to the great Eric and Mike when I say this.
Right.
The rate's probably looking a little more friendly over there, if I'm being honest.
I mean, not to demean anybody else's product, but it probably costs a fraction of the money.
And you're speaking to the people.
Yeah,
you're speaking to the Lakeland people. I mean,
yeah.
Colin
you're
and
right.
His, and
you're
his
right.
whole family.
You're right. All right, listen. Sam, I'm calling off the hit.
No.
Colin, you really started a war here.
You really did, man. Was this the whole point? I knew you were up to something, man.
Yeah, you little miscreant.
Yeah. We knew you just we knew you weren't just Colin.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I just wanted to ask that as just like a little curious. What do you
I don't even know who my great aunt. What is a great aunt?
Yeah, what's a step aunt?
Well, okay, so think you know what a stepmom is.
Okay, I got that. I started at the stepmom. So is it my stepmom's sister?
Yes.
But I'll pick the bear.
It'd be your stepmom's sister.
Mike's Week in Review every Friday, where Mike gives his slightly twisted take on the current headlines.
Oh, dude, let's hear it. Do you got it?
I don't think they have that benchmark in their little player here. They just have a bunch of interviews with Grady and William Shatner. Boy, they get the big names, too.
Dude, I bet you one of these guys are listening.
You call us, you fat bastards.
Dude, let's...
Sorry, I'm just a little upset.
Well, I mean, it's Colin's fault. I mean, it's not Colin's fault that other people exist on the radio.
You're right.
It's just Colin's fault for, you know, bringing it to us.
You're right.
Hey, though.
Which do you like better? Do you like Mike or Eric more?
I gotta go eat. They're equal, to be honest.
I thought he said I gotta go eat.
I gotta go eat.
Hey, okay, I got something over here. Can we check it out?
Yeah. What do you got?
All right, hold on. This is a Mike's.
All right, 866-601-1MAX or locally 863R on my drive to work. Fantastic.
Wasn't there somebody who said they spit coffee
on their
windshield?
Yeah, they spit their coffee on their windshield. Oh, man.
You
got to put it in there.
Sure, I do.
I understand.
I choke on your bagels.
Still boots.
You still use the floppy one. You haven't graduated and purchased a hard disk yet?
Well, see, what I do is I have empty
disk.
It said it was Mike's Freudian slip, but I just don't know where in the
I bet he says dick instead of disk.
Texted was, I need to take a sick day, but she actually texted in, I'm going to take a D-day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. D-day.
D-day, right. Yeah. D-day.
That's pretty funny. D-day.
Watch out for the invasion.
They got 65 kids listening, though.
I'm invading your borders, baby.
Yeah. Oh, these guys are great, dude.
Needless to say.
We need to go live on live. Let's see if we can get them in the studio for a special afternoon extravaganza.
This year, Eric's goals include finding out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, to know the way to San Jose, to find out why you can't touch this. This is from his bio. And why exactly asparagus makes pee smell.
I was curious.
It's mercaptan. It's a chemical reaction in the body, you prick.
Radio people, they don't know. Is Jacob on the line?
Oh, yeah.
You think Jacob knows these guys?
Hold on, Colin. Jacob, you know Mike and Eric over there at the Big Max 98.3 in Lakeland?
Oh, yeah. I know them over there. Yeah, I do.
You do? What, have you listened to them? Have you called them? What do you know about them? How the hell do we...
Well, sometimes I, tune in on my Echo sometimes, and I'll hear them sometimes, so yeah.
Oh, wow. How long have you been checking in on them?
Well, ever since it was 98.3 FM, The Rose. Can you believe it? Back in the day.
Dude, you're like a borderline Lakeland man. How did you not know that we got such a competitor out there?
Me?
Dude, our diehards are over there.
I know.
They should be here.
I know. I should be spending more time in Lakeland. Birdie, I'm sorry, babe.
Is Colin still here?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Colin. Say hi to Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Colin. How are you, Colin?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, Colin. Guess what, Colin? I call it John Sinning. Promo John all the time now, man.
Oh, I remember that.
Yep.
Dude, hearing him say my last name was like hearing the woman you've been dating for 15 years tell you they love you for the first time. Like, I don't think I've ever heard him say my last name.
No, he's never said Sending before.
Promo John, come on, man. I should know it's you, Promo John, by your voice. Come on, man.
Sorry.
Bravo, come on, man.
Hey, should we let Colin be the first person to play Jacob?
Colin, how do you feel about your musical acumen?
It's pretty decent. Just depends on the day.
Well, we would give you, since you're the first competitor, we would give you the choice. We've got 90s alternative, 80s hair metal, or hits of 2002.
80s hair metal.
80s hair metal.
All right.
I will say, if there was ever a category that Jacob might not do so great in, this could very well be it. This is the Jacob versus Joe's edition of Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy. We've got three songs per category, 90s, 80s, and 2000s. It's simple. Best two out of three. Artist and title, buzzing with your name. If you win, Colin, you're going to get hooked up with some tickets, okay?
I mean, you're only 16.
Everybody on – oh, yeah, you're going to find us an adult, and then
yeah.
And then we'll get them a ticket.
Yep.
All right, you ready, Colin?
Can I just tell you, John, Max Morning Show's Mike Lee on his bio on his on the website for Max 98.3, he copied and pasted Johnny Depp's bio for the first paragraph, and then he said, but enough about Johnny Depp. And then he gave his own bio.
Do you like that or do you not like that?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, it seems like something you'd be into.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody ready, Colin?
Yes.
Drew can't let Mike and Eric go. You've got him in the vortex.
See what you did, Colin?
I'm going to show up tomorrow with a note that said that Drew left for Max 98.3, Colin, and the blood's all on your hands.
Come on, promo, John.
I'm telling you. I can see it in his eyes. I've only seen that look a couple times.
That was Colin. Colin hung up. I think Colin was a plant.
Dude, well, I got to tell you, nobody in a million years could have imagined how good he did.
Like even, I think that went way better than even Eric and Mike.
Oh, he
Max.
didn't, when they paid Colin to call us, there was no chance in hell they thought they'd get multiple clips played. Uh-huh. They didn't think you'd be reading the bio.
Nope.
They didn't think you'd be able to risk it. You'd be willing to risk it all to join the team over there.
Nope.
They didn't see any of that coming.
No, they probably just thought like, oh, he's going to get one Max 98.3 mention on the radio. Never like their personalities or anything. Dude, definitely not a plug for Eric and Mike's birthday bash Friday, September 27th.
I do think that kid may have been a plant.
Yeah, no, I totally.
No, but I mean, really, I think it's very possible.
Yeah, no, I totally think.
I can't
he was.
Tell if you think he was or if you're
do.
Just saying you think he was.
No, no, I definitely think he was a plant.
Did you hear him, Jacob? Do you think that he was sent here by Big Hits Max 98.3?
I don't know. I don't know, Provo John. I had no idea what you're talking about, John.
What's going on with you today, Jacob? Did you just wake up from a nap? Don't lie.
No. I've been up for a while now, man.
Oh, is that right. You getting tired?
No.
Should we cancel the game?
I'm not getting tired.
Yeah, we can just cancel the game.
We'll cancel it. We'll send the whole playlist and everything over to the boys at the Big Macs, and we'll have you play with them tomorrow morning. Since everybody loves them so much.
When you do like a McDonald's McDonald's promotion where you're like Big Macs for Big Macs,
you would think.
I did not say that.
100 Big Macs for Big Macs.
I did not say that, promo, John.
By the way, did you see Madonna the crowd at the Madonna concert?
No, you mentioned it to me, but I did not see it.
1.6 million people, but it was a free concert. Does that even count?
Sure. Oh. You still got to get up and walk there.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I think Colin might be back. He's on one of the several lines right now. Perhaps.
I feel like, I don't know. It's up to you. I mean, to me, you get one shot, kid.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, you're not Colin.
Okay, good. You want to play the game?
Nope. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, we were already locked in for 80s hair metal, so we're sticking with this category. Colin picked your fate.
All right,
you understand. Artist and title, best two out of three, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
His fate was 80s hair metal.
80s hair metal. 80s Jacob, are you ready?
Hair metal.
Yes, I'm ready.
What was your name again, sir?
Jim? Sean.
Sean. Okay, here
Is
we go.
Is that Sean or Scene?
Scene. Spelled Scene.
I like to think in my head.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Jacob.
That's Jacob.
We're not going to take it by Twisted Sister.
Okay.
Yep, that's right.
The groundwork has been laid. Sean, I said it before and I'll say it again. If anybody's winning any category today, it's this one. So you need to
step up
to the play, buddy.
Twisted Sister, by the way, was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure near the end of the movie when Pee-wee was filming the Pee-wee's story. Twisted Sister was filming a video on the sound lot.
I think, who was it I just heard? Oh, yeah, I think Roger and JP are like buddies with D. Snyder.
Yeah, they do know Lee Snyder real well.
They do. Yeah. Every time we bring him up, all I can think about is that scary movie he made in the late 90s, Strangeland.
Oh, my God.
That was all about suspension, where they like hook into their skin and they like hang from the ceiling. It was very weird.
Oh, that like Jim Rose Circus Sideshow stuff.
All right, second song of hair band of the 80s.
May I ask Jacob a question?
Sure.
Jacob, if you had to get something pierced, what would you get pierced?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Well, to be honest with you, I tried to get my ears pierced one time though, but I guess that didn't work, Drew Garabo, because I don't like to get pierced.
Well, what happened? What do you mean it didn't work? Did you get the holes?
No.
So what happened?
Definitely not. I don't know
was
what
the piercing
happened.
Pagoda closed? Like, why didn't you get pierced?
Did you try to... Yeah.
Well, I don't know why I didn't get pierced. Probably because I don't like it, you know?
Oh, but so you didn't really try. You didn't go there and actively try. You just thought you wanted to get your ears pierced.
Yeah.
We need to get you some clip-ons, man. Nobody will know.
No.
My grandpa Tony wore clip-on earrings and nobody knew.
No, come on, man. Come on, Provo John.
Sean, you got your ears pierced, buddy?
Yeah, what's up with that?
No, just my foreskin.
You're funny, Provo John.
Oh, man.
What did I do? That was Sean. Sean, yeah.
That was all Sean.
You're funny, Sean.
No, Sean is funny. Sean is funny.
Funny guy. Yeah.
All right, second song, Hair Band of the 80s. Jake with one, Sean with none.
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Jacob.
That's Jacob.
I'm Coming Home by Ozzy Osbourne.
Gonna need you to be a little more specific.
Mama, I'm Coming Home by Ozzy Osbourne.
There we go. Yep. Sean, I'd like to say you put up a valiant effort, but you didn't really. You didn't really do anything.
Yeah, you blew donkeys on that one, Sean.
Yep.
You're the best, though.
I don't know what I...
Sound like a nice kid.
Okay, yeah.
Hello, Drew Grubb Live with John Senning.
Hey, it's Dan.
Hi, Dan, the man.
I know one of these lines is Mike or Eric.
What's up, guys?
Dan, you've got your choice.
Ready to play.
Okay, you've got your choice of category. We've got 90s alternative or hits of 2002.
Oh.
90s alternative.
Oh, great choice. Great choice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, Jacob. Get ready.
Ooh, he's talking smack. Very rare that people actually talk smack
against Jacob. There's probably a technique there. You get him off his game enough.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First song, 90s alternative, artist and title, buzzing with your name in 3, 2, 1.
The world is a vampire.
Jacob.
That's Jacob.
The World is a Vampire by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Is incorrect.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Would you like to steal, sir?
No, I can't think of the artist's name.
What are you, a freaking moron?
No.
You picked 90s alternative, and this is one of the biggest 90s alternative acts.
Don't be mad. Don't take it personally.
I know. I hear
it
all the time. I can't think of it.
Don't take it. I would say it's more fascinating
that Jacob said the name of the band but got the name of the song wrong. And that this guy can't think of the name of the band.
Together, you guys would have gotten one, but we're just going to take it off the board completely.
That is "Bullet with Butterfly Wings" by Smashing Pumpkins. Both of you.
Oh man.
Okay, next song, John. Jacob, did you take some edibles today? Like, what's going on with you?
No, I didn't.
What's going on? You take some sleepy time tea or something?
No, Promo John, I never do something like
Dude,
that.
A couple Roman Cokes.
Roman Cokes. Probably Roman Cokes.
What'd you do? Did you work a late shift at JC Sub Shop last night?
Yeah,
is that what's going on?
Yeah, Bug Night?
No. I would
John.
Never do something like that.
Wrap everything all up. All right. No winner on that song,
yeah,
John.
Two songs left, so best one out of two. Coming your way.
Here we go. That's Jacob.
Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life.
Is correct. I believe they're part of the $25 concert deal, if I'm not mistaken.
So what do we do now?
What do you mean?
Well, because one song was off the table completely, yeah. And there was only two songs left. So does this mean this guy just loses? Or
No. Play another song.
And then if it comes down to that, then okay.
I got another 90s.
I don't think it's going to come to that, though.
Me either.
You still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What was your name again?
Dan.
I thought it was Sean. That's why we really need one of those damn screens in here. That's the only reason why I think we really need one, just so that I don't forget the person's name a million times.
I'm with you.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Jacob.
Vertical Horizon, Everything You Want.
Nailed it. Boy. Sorry, Dan. You tried, man. That's all we can say is that you did try.
Man.
I got to say, even you know, halfway into a nap, Jacob still mopping the floor with his competition.
Yeah. Or all the way into a bottle. Yeah. Either way.
It's okay. What happened? Were you up doing morning show appearances early this morning? What's what you said you've been up for a long time.
Brunch with Britt have you up early? Bit.
No. I do get up early, though. I'm in my 10th week of being in my own home from John and Drew Garabo. Can you believe it?
10th week. They say the 10th week is the sleepiest one.
Yeah, they say if you can stay awake past the 10th week, you're good.
All
right. You got one more, John?
I'm loving it here, guys.
And we love that you love it, and we love you.
Yeah.
2002. It is the hits of 2002. That is the final category. If I was a betting man, probably the one that Jacob will handle the easiest.
You never know.
Betting against these people.
From the 941, who are you?
This is Shane.
Hey, how you doing, Shane?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Very well. Thank you very much. Are you calling to play a little Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy?
Well, I'm going to try.
Is that not what you called for? Are you part of the Big Mac Street Team or something?
No. I called for Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy, but...
You just don't feel good about the category.
Yeah.
Well, he's always very on top of his game. So, like you said, it's been 5 weeks since anyone beat him.
Well, it's true. John did say that.
Yeah, he's like a modern day. He's like a modern day late '90s Goldberg.
Oh, couldn't beat that guy.
Yeah, hell of a streak going. Yeah. Sure did, all right, man. Here we go. First song hits of 2002. In 3, 2, 1.
Jacob,
what the heck?
Pink, get the party started.
Is that how Pink get the party started?
That is how Pink gets the party started.
Give me.
There's like a little giggle in there.
Oh, yeah. She does a little.
Wow.
I miss this Pink.
This Pink, who is a little misunderstood.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started.
Hey, Jacob, if Pink wanted you to get the party started anywhere on her body, where would you get it started?
What the hell?
Truth or love, I'm not going man.
Yeah, please don't.
I just thought it'd be a fun question.
I don't think I want to know the answer.
Yeah, but you'd probably get this to party started on her. Yeah, there's no good answer.
Yeah, all right, moving right along.
All right, sorry, Jacob.
2000. I thought you were just going to say, how would you get the party started?
Hey, Jacob, if Pink wanted you to get the party started, how would you get the party started on her face?
Okay. Yep. Come on, Drew Garabo.
Oh, that's how we would. Okay, thank you for answering. All right. you see what I did there? All right, here's
your buddy, Drew Garabo.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that.
Dude, I hope that I'll be able to explain to your family once Drew's gone for Big Macs that, you know, that it was him, not me.
I just got my application for Street Team.
All right, here we go. Second song. Jacob, you get this one, and it's done, done, done. 3, 2, 1.
Jacob.
That's Jacob.
Girlfriend by NSYNC.
John's favorite NSYNC song.
Dude, it's so. I heard this song earlier today because Dizzy played it. The backstory behind it.
Yeah.
Same girlfriend that I took. Same girlfriend that I took to Florida on the vacation.
Yeah.
When I asked her to be my girlfriend, I played this song over the phone.
Oh. How old were you when you stopped playing songs for girls on the phone?
Never.
Yeah, same.
Oh.
On the phone.
I don't know. Probably when I stopped talking to girls on the phone.
Yeah, same. I remember all the way through my teenage years, I was doing it. Like, I remember when I was going through my Smiths phase, I remember playing this for a girl, and it was so depressing. It's called Last Night I Dreamt That Somebody Loved Me.
Oh, man.
And it's such a depressing, sad song. But, you know, you play it for the right new wave girl.
So, did it work?
I don't think so.
I need more.
You need more of that song?
I just want to see how sad it really... I'm trying to put myself in the position of being a young girl on the phone.
Oh, you'll get
listening
sad.
Listening to it.
Oh, you'll be so sad.
So, what was the message?
Last night I dreamt that somebody loved me. No hope, no harm, just another false alarm.
So what do you, but I know, but like, what did you want her to think? What did you want her to know?
That I was,
That you feel unloved?
That I was unfulfilled in love.
Oh, so it was like a bad song. It was like, it's like, bitch, you ain't doing enough.
No, like, no, it was like love. A new girl. Like, it was like a new girl I was talking to. Oh, like, so I've never like, been loved.
Oh,
like,
so you're like, here's your chance. Like,
feel sorry for me. Be the first girl to love me.
Oh, man. And she hadn't hung up by now?
Usually by now they had hung up. It's a minute in, and we're nowhere near Morrissey starting to sing.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I would say, like, if I was Randy Jackson, I would say an interesting song choice.
Yeah, one time my mom picked up when I was on the line. She called Suicide Prevention. They came and got me with a net.
Who's that?
Some lady who worked at Suicide Prevention.
Dude. Oh, man.
I think we're getting close to the part where he's almost singing.
Jake, have you ever heard this song?
No, I never have.
Yeah, me neither.
It was off their last studio album, Strange Ways Here We Come, 87.
I never have, man. Whoa, dude.
We're now 1 minute and 45 seconds into this.
Did you fast forward through the instrumental?
Oh, my God. You don't fast forward past the Smiths.
Dude, this was a, dude, I would tell you, if I would have known this, I'd take my chances with a bear.
Bear never play a song like this for you.
I know. Take me. Let me feel the sweet release.
Just another false alarm.
Oh, no.
Jacob, we love you, buddy.
I love you, too, guys.
Oh, thank you.
I hope everything's okay.
Yeah.
Everything is okay.
What are your plans when you get off the phone?
What's going to happen?
I don't know yet. I'm going to go see my worker, Michelle, and stuff like that. And tonight we are having chicken tacos for dinner.
Oh,
can you believe that?
I love a chicken
taco. Sexy choice. Yeah. Hard or soft shell?
It's going to, I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
It's not like the most prevalent thing, but something about like getting good, juicy, like pulled chicken in a crunchy shell.
Yeah.
It's a real, you treat. Know, sensory treat. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to do a couple of chicken breasts in the flat crock pot, like the rectangular one. And then you pour some diced tomatoes and salsa on top of it and some adobo. And then you just let it, let that simmer and put that in a taco.
Dude, Jacob, if they do have the options of soft and hard, you should make yourself a double decker.
Oh, yeah, like the old school chalupa?
Yeah, wrap your hard shell in your soft shell. And if they've got beans, make sure you use that as the glue. If they don't have baked beans, use sour cream.
Yeah, yeah. And then after you eat a couple of them, you can make an upper decker.
I do love sour cream. Oh, hey, speaking of soft tacos, I do remember my mom making me tacos and two burritos for dinner one time.
Oh, man. Look at you putting down some food.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hope you enjoy taco night at the your new house. We love it there.
I will. You know what I call this place? Through Garoppolo Jacob's Home 20. That's what I call it.
Oh.
You should have him put up a sign out front.
I don't know about that. But I love my house, Drew Garoppolo. Yeah. I'm happy I'm here. And you tell me, Drew Garoppolo, is my mom happy I'm here also, or what?
Jacob, you know that your mom wanted nothing more in the world than for you to be happy always. And if they're treating you right at that home and that's a happy place for you, you know your mom is smiling down on you and everybody in that home, including worker Michelle, from heaven, even if she leaves some of the jalapenos off of your tacos tonight, because it might be a little spicy.
You're so nice to me, Drew Garoppolo and Provo John. I love you, Drew Garoppolo and Provo John.
Love you too, buddy. Man.
We love you, buddy.
Love you, Provo John.
Love you, buddy. Too, buddy. Love you, Jacob. It's an easy way out. But you ever do the old El Paso taco kit?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
dude, that's white trash taco. Yeah, there's some ground beef though. You got the seasoning, the whole deal. Yeah,
everything's in the damn thing.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a sleeper. It's one step past ketchup, but like that generic taco sauce they give you, that's. Well, it's not complete. You're not doing an old El Paso box kit unless you got some of that and from the packet, too.
Oh, yeah, right from the packet. And you're right. It's just like ketchup. It's not even salsa. It's
You know about Mateo's, the salsa brand Mateo's?
I don't think so.
It's really, really good. And they have the salsas, all of them at Publix and stuff.
Yeah.
But at the Winn-Dixie by us, they've got Mateo's taco sauce. And it's like that idea, but on steroids, like little chunks of peppers.
Oh, yeah, really good. Like in a jar.
Yeah, well, no, these ones are taco sauces in like a tall bottle made by the same people.
Oh, I like their salsa.
Their salsa's real good.
Yeah. Hang tight.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.